好吧，那我把时间交给 Pastor Rick， so we welcome Pastor Rick， and 何燕会帮他来翻译。
Thank you. Well, thank you, Pastor Kevin, and it has been a real joy to be part of your conference this week.
谢谢张凯牧师，这个星期很高兴能够在这个研经大会当中跟大家在一起。
I want to thank Pastor Kevin and his wife Lynn and family for hosting us.
谢谢张凯牧师和曾玲师母来啊招待我们这次。
And thank many of you for coming out and being part of the conference all week.
也谢谢你们这个星期一直都能来参加这个特会。
As Pastor Kevin has said, I come to you from Cambridge, Ontario.
张牧师那天介绍到我从 Cambridge 到这里来。
How many of you know where Cambridge, Ontario is? Anyone?
有多少人知道 Cambridge 在什么地方？
We are about an hour west of Toronto on the 401 near Kitchener and Waterloo.
我们大概是在多伦多西边还有一个小时啊，离那个 Kitchener 和啊滑铁卢比较近。
And my wife and I serve at a Bible college and seminary named Heritage College and Seminary.
我跟我的太太 Linda 呢是在一个神学院叫 Heritage College， 在那里来服侍神。
I saw many sharp young people up here leading our singing today.
我看到今天有很多聪明的年轻人在这里带领我们的敬拜。
And we have a school that helps train them to know more of God's word and prepare to serve Him wherever the Lord sends them.
我们有这一个学校呢，就是去装备这些年轻人，让他们能够来用他们的一生来服侍神。
So if you'd like a little more information, I have some there out in the lobby.
所以你们如果想了解更多的信息呢，在大堂后面有啊信息。
My wife and I and our family moved to Ottawa from California about 20 years ago.
我们一家人是从20年前从加州搬到渥太华来的。
And we lived in Ottawa for almost 15 years when I was the pastor of the Metropolitan Bible Church.
在渥太华我们有15年的时间呢，我都是在Matt 在牧会的。
Our first visit to Ottawa came in the famous ice storm of 1998.
我们第一次来渥太华呢，正好赶上1998年那次非常严重的冰雨。
Were any of you here in 1998 when we had the big ice storm?
你们当中有没有人98年的时候经历过那场冰雨
？So a few of you.
有几个人。
We came from California and we picked oranges off our tree to bring to friends here.
我们在加州是从树上摘了橙子来，要带给朋友。
And when we landed in Ottawa, all the trees were covered with ice.
但是等我们到渥太华的时候，发现所有的树上都已经被冰遮盖了。
So I gave our host the orange. I said, "This is from our tree in California."
然后我就给我的朋友们说，这是我从加州带来的橙子。
He went to the front yard and got a big icicle and came back and said, "This is from our tree in Ottawa."
他就到院子里面，在他的树上拿一根冰棍下来，说，哦，这是我们树上结的东西。
The first day we looked out the windows and saw all the ice.
这第一天醒过来，我们看到哦，外面的树上全部都结满了冰。
And my wife Linda said to me.
我的太太 Linda 就跟我说。
I don't think I can live here.
我不觉得我能够在这里生活。
And I said to her, "Let's just smile at the people, get through the weekend, and go back to California and pretend this never happened."
那我们就这个星期周末保持微笑，把我们该做的事情做完，然后星期一我们就当就飞回加州，当做这件事情都没有发生好了。
But by the end of the weekend, we were so moved by what the Lord was doing among the people in Ottawa. We said, "Lord, if you let us come here, we will come."
但是到这个周末结束的时候，我们都觉得我们真的是被神呼召，我们要留在这个地方。
And we loved our time here in Ottawa very much.
我们很喜欢我们在渥太华的这段时间。
One of the things we loved about our church was that it had people from all over the world.
我很喜欢，就是当时我们的教会里有全世界各个地方来的人。
I think there were about 45 different languages spoken at the Met when we were here.
我们当时教会大概有45种不同的语言。
So it's been a joy to be here with you and hear you sing and speak in Mandarin.
所以今天在这儿也很喜乐，因为你们在用国语来唱诗。
I was also thankful for the English on the screen so I could know what you were singing.
我也很感恩，因为这个幻灯片上还有英文，我可以知道你们在唱些什么。
Now when we moved to Ottawa, we were excited, but we were afraid.
当我们搬到渥太华的时候，我们很兴奋，但是同时我们也很紧
张。We were leaving our family and our friends in California and coming to a new place.
因为我们把我们的家人还有朋友都留在加州了，我们自己。
Some of you have had that same experience.
你们有一些人可能也有同样的经历。
And so when we came here, we prayed, we said, Lord, please help us.
所以当我们到渥太华的时候，我们就来祷告说，神啊，求你帮助我们。
And my testimony is that the Lord did help us.
那我就可以分享我的见证，上帝确确实实帮助了我们。
He was faithful to us and strengthened us for our years in Ottawa and now our years at Heritage College and Seminary.
上帝一直是非常信实的，不管是我们在渥太华的十几年，还是我们现在在神学院侍奉的这些时间。
The promise of the Bible is that the Lord helps His people.
圣经里面有个应许，就是上帝要帮助他的子民。
And His help comes from His Holy Spirit.
他的帮助是从他的圣灵而来。
When Jesus left, He said, I am not going to leave you alone. I will send you another helper who will be with you and who will help you.
耶稣走的时候，他说：“我不会单单留下你们，我会差一个保惠师来，他会来帮助你们。”
And now, if you are a Christian, you have God's Holy Spirit living in you to help you live the Christian life.
所以你现在，如果你已经是个基督徒的话，就有圣灵在你的心里面来帮助你过一个基督徒的生活。
Our conference has been called the Word and the Spirit.
我们研经大会的主题是圣灵和圣道。
On Friday night, I spoke about the Word of God.
星期五晚上我讲到圣道。
Last night I spoke about how the Spirit of God uses the Word of God.
昨天晚上讲到圣灵怎么样用神的话来帮助我们。
And this morning I would like to finish by talking about how the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, helps His people.
今天早上我就要讲圣灵是怎么样用神的话来帮助我们。
Today I want to show you three ways the Holy Spirit can help you.
今天早上呢，我就要用跟你们讲到三个圣灵是怎么帮助我们的方法。
And I am praying that this will be a big encouragement and a strength to you.
我希望这能成为对你来说是一个极大的鼓励和一个。
In the same way it has been for me.
因为它对我是这样的。
So this morning I would like to speak to you from Romans chapter 8 about how the Holy Spirit helps us.
今天早上我要从罗马书第八章来跟你们讲到圣灵的工作。
If you have a Bible, please join me in Romans chapter 8.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开罗马书第八章。
Let me pray before we begin.
让我们一块祷告。
Heavenly Father, I now ask that your Holy Spirit would help us to understand your word.
天父，我们祈求主你的圣灵能够帮助我们来明白你自己的话语。
Give us understanding to know what it says.
给我们悟性，让我真的明白他说些什么。
Give us faith to believe what it says.
给我们信心，让我们能够相信你的话所说的。
And give us strength to respond to what it says.
给我们力量，让我们能够回应你的话。
And I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Romans chapter 8 could be called the Holy Spirit chapter.
罗马书第八章可以叫做圣灵的篇章。
Other chapters in the Bible are known as a special chapter.
其他的章节可以说是特殊的章节。
For example, 1 Corinthians 13 is called what? It's called the what chapter?
比如说哥林多前书13章是被叫做什么的章节呢？
Yes, it's called the love chapter, right?
是爱的章节。
Romans chapter 8 could be called the Holy Spirit chapter.
罗马书的第八章可以叫做是圣灵的章节。
In Romans chapters 1 to 7, the Holy Spirit is only mentioned one time.
罗马书第一章到第七章圣灵只被提到了一次。
But when you come to chapter 8,
但是到你到了这个第八章的时候，
The Holy Spirit is mentioned almost 20 times.
圣灵被提到了二十多次。
20 times in one chapter.
在一章里面提到二十次。
That's why I call it the Holy Spirit chapter.
这就是为什么我把它叫做圣灵的章节。
But there's a second thing I want you to know about Romans chapter 8.
但是还有第二件事情我想让你了解罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 comes right after Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第八章是在罗马书第七章紧紧挨在后面。
And you say, well, thank you, Captain Obvious, we knew that.
你说谢谢你，这太明显了，我们知道呀。
No, what I mean is this.The message about the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 8 comes right after the message about our struggle in Romans chapter 7.
我想要说的是第八章他讲到圣灵的帮助就紧跟着圣灵紧跟着是第七章我们讲到在最终的挣扎。
In Romans chapter 7, Paul says, I am having a big trial, a big struggle trying to live in a good and godly way.
在第七章里面保罗讲到说我有一个很大的试探就是我很想按神的心意来生活可是我却非常的挣扎。
In Romans chapter 7, Paul says, the thing I want to do, I don't do. And the thing I don't want to do, I actually do.
保罗就说，我想行的善我做不出来，但是我不想做的恶我反而会去做。
In Romans chapter 7, Paul cries out, Oh, wretched man that I am, who will help me?
他说，你看我真是一个败，我真是一个不知道该怎么办的人，谁能可以帮助我呢？
And then we come to Romans chapter 8.
然后就到了第八章。
And we find out how we can be helped.
我们就发现原来我们有帮助。
And the help comes from God's Holy Spirit.
这个帮助呢，就是从圣灵而来。
So what I want to do is take you through Romans chapter 8 and show you three ways the Holy Spirit can help you in your life of following Jesus.
所以我们就想在罗马书第八章看看圣灵是怎么样用三种不同的方式来帮助我们能够跟随耶稣。
The first way comes in Romans chapter 8 verses 1 through 11.
第一个方式是从第八章的一到十一节。
And what we will see in Romans chapter 8, verses 1, actually verses 1 to 14, what we will see in Romans 8, 1, 14 is this. Here's the first thing. The Holy Spirit helps us live pleasing to God.
圣灵帮助我们活着讨神的喜悦。
The Holy Spirit helps us to live pleasing to God.
圣灵帮助我们能够讨神喜悦的生活。
Let's look at the Bible and see how it teaches that.
让我们看圣经里是怎么讲。
I'm reading from verses 1 through 4.
从第一节到第四节。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so...He condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us. Catch this. Who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
一到四节说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。注意到这儿是说不随从肉体只随从圣灵。
In verse 2 we are told that because of Jesus we are set free from the law of sin and death.
我们第二节里面说了，因为耶稣基督，我们就在罪的死的律里面得了释放。
And then verse 3 says, this could not happen. We could not be set free just by the Old Testament law.
第三节就是说，我们没有办法因个律法能够胜过罪。
Verse 3 says, what the law was powerless to do.
他说，这个律法是没有办法，有所不能行的。
He's saying that the Old Testament law was powerless to set us free from sin.
旧约里的律法是没有办法让我们从罪中得自由。
But the problem wasn't with God's law.
但这个问题不在于神的律法。
The problem was with us.
问题在于我们自己。
Because verse 3 says what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature.
因为第三节说律法是因肉体软弱所以有所不能行。
Paul says that you and I have something inside of us that makes us unable to keep God's law.
保罗的意思是说，我们在心里有一些东西让我们没有办法去遵行神的律法。
Paul calls it the sinful nature or the flesh.
那保罗把它叫做肉体的软弱，或者是说我们灵性的这个罪。
Do you know what Paul means when he talks about the sinful nature?
保罗讲到这个罪性的时候，你知道它是什么意思吗？
The sinful nature is the leftovers from when you used to be unsaved.
这个罪的本性就是说我们过去我们旧人所存留的一些旧的思想。
The sinful nature is the leftovers from your old life before you knew Jesus.
就是我们过去在一个旧人还不认识耶稣的时候那些旧的那些存留下来的不好的东西。
When you become a Christian, you get a new life, a new heart.
当你成为基督徒的时候你有一个新的生命你有一个新的心。
But you still have some of the leftovers from who you used to be before you trusted in Jesus.
但是你还存留一些旧人所留在你身上的。
And Paul calls that the sinful nature.
保罗就把它叫做这个罪性肉体的软弱。
The sinful nature is the part of you that runs away from God instead of running to God.
这个罪的本性就是说我们想离神跑跑得离神更远而不是说就近神。
The sinful nature are the desires or the actions in you that are a traitor to God.
这个罪性就像一个叛徒一样。
Someone has called the sinful nature the traitor within the gates.
有人就说这个罪性就像是人的心里面的一个叛徒。
Maybe I could illustrate it by talking about the Great Wall of China.
也许我可以用中国的长城来。
How many of you have been to the Great Wall?
有多少人去爬过长城？
My wife Linda says that is one of her last dreams in life, is to get to see the Great Wall.
我的太太 Linda 说这是她生命的最后一个梦想，就是一定要去看看长城。
Now you know the Great Wall was built to keep out the enemy invaders.
你们知道长城当时建造的目的是为了抵御外敌。
And it's a massive, strong and sturdy wall.
那是一个很长的、很坚固的一个城墙。
Did it keep out all the invaders?
要把所有的入侵者都能够。
No, it didn't.
没有哈。
But the problem wasn't with the wall.
但是问题不是墙的问题。
For example, during the Ming Dynasty.
在明朝的时候。
The general who was in charge of all the gates
当时有个将军来掌管城门的。
He opened up the Shanghai gates and let the Manchu invaders come in.
他把山海关打开了，让那个外敌能够进来。
The sinful nature is the part of you that opens up the gates and lets sin come in.
我们的罪性就像那个叛徒一样，他从里面把门打开，让罪能够进来。
God's law is like the wall of China. It's strong and it's sturdy.
神的律法呢，可以。把它比喻出就像中国的长城一样，它很坚固。
But sometimes the sinful nature in us opens the gates to let the wrong things in.
但是我们里面的罪性呢，会想把这个门打开，让罪进来。
Here is where God's Holy Spirit comes to help us.
这就是神的圣灵在这个时候来帮助我们的。
Because God's Holy Spirit is stronger than the sinful nature.
因为圣灵比我们的罪性更强壮。
God's Holy Spirit is stronger than the sinful nature.
圣灵比罪胜过罪。
And you say, well, okay, how does God's Holy Spirit help me with my sinful nature so I don't sin?
那你就会问了，圣灵是怎么样可以帮助我胜过我的罪性，让我不再犯罪呢？
Well, Paul explains that in verses 5 through 14.
保罗在第五节到第十五节里就解释了。
And he tells you two ways the Holy Spirit helps you to fight off the sinful nature.
他告诉你，圣灵用两种方式来帮助你能够胜过你的罪。
Two ways the Holy Spirit helps you live pleasing to God.
有两种方式，圣灵可以帮助你能够讨神喜悦。
The first way is in verses 5 to 8, and it's this: the Holy Spirit prompts us to change our stinking thinking.
一开始说到第五节，圣灵可以帮助我们，帮我们啊改变我们那些发臭的思想。
The Holy Spirit helps you change the way you think.
圣灵帮助你改变你的思想。
Listen to verses 5 to 8, and you'll see the emphasis on our thinking, okay, our minds.
第五节到第八节，我们就知道我们思想里面的这些。
Verse 5 says, "Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace." The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
第五节说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Brothers and sisters, hear this. When the Holy Spirit wants to help you live pleasing to God, He starts by working in your thinking.
弟兄姐妹，当圣灵开始要帮助你的时候，他是先从你的思想开始来帮助你。
He starts by changing your mind.
他开始先要改变你的思想。
Did you know that living for Jesus takes thinking God's thoughts?
你知道要为主而活是首先要先要。
Verse 5 says, it's the mind set on the Spirit.
第五节是说要随从。
So God's Spirit prompts you to change the way you think.
圣灵就提醒你要按照神的心意来改变。
If you ever go to the city of London, England,
如果你去英国的伦敦的话
and you ride the subways,
你坐地铁的话
you will notice that when you get out of the train,There's a voice that comes over the subway.
当你从那个火车上下来的时候，会看到有一个很大的告示。
And the voice always says this. It says, mind the gap.
那上面就啊，你就会听到说小心那个间隔。
And you see signs that say, mind the gap.
你会看到大牌子上说小心这个间隔。
And what it's talking about is the gap between the train and the platform. There's a gap and they don't want you to fall into the gap.
它就指的是在这个火车和平台之间有那么一个缝，
所以
不要掉进去。
They keep reminding you, mind the gap.
小心说不要进。
The Holy Spirit comes to you and says this, mind your mind.
圣灵呢也会来跟你说，你要小心你的思想，注意
你的思想。Pay attention to what you're thinking.
注意一下你在想些什么呢？
Set your mind on the things of the Spirit.
要让你的思想去思考属灵的事情。
So let's say you're driving home from work on Tuesday.
像你星期二下班回家。
And as you drive home, your mind begins to think about some reasons you are angry with your wife or your husband or your coworker.
回家的路上，你一边开车一边就想着你生你老公啊，或者太太，或者是同事的气。
And you replay all the things they've said that make you feel angry or frustrated.
然后你脑子里一遍一遍的就重复那些景象，他们是怎么让你生气的。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit whispers to you, "Hey, mind your mind."
突然圣灵就给你提醒你一下，说，注意一下你的思想。
Those bitter thoughts are not pleasing to God.
那一些苦毒的想法是不会讨神喜悦。
And you say, "Thank you, Lord. I don't want that. Please forgive me and help me."
那你说谢谢主，我知道了，我请你原谅我，我会。
And then you come home, and after dinner, you're tired, so you turn on Netflix and you start to watch a movie.
你回家以后吃完饭累了，你就把 Netflix 打开，开始看看电影。
But pretty soon, you can see that the movie is starting to go in directions that are not pleasing to God.
过一会儿你就看到，这电影演的，你知道不讨神喜悦的东西。
But you want to see how the movie ends.
但是你又想看看电影是怎么结束的。
Until the Holy Spirit whispers in your head. Mind your mind.
直到圣灵在你心中慢慢
Do not fill your mind with things that are wrong.
不要让你的脑子里住满了你不应该需要你不应该知道的东西。
So you turn off the movie.
所以你就把电影关上。
You say, "Thank you, Lord."
说谢谢主。
And then you go to bed.
你去睡觉。
And you can't sleep.
睡不着。
Because your mind is worrying about all the things you have to do tomorrow.
因为你在担心明天所要发生的。
And the financial pressures you feel.
哦，你的经济上的压力。
And you start to feel more and more panicky on the inside.
你内心就非常的恐慌。
And then the Holy Spirit whispers.
然后圣灵就给你。
Mind your mind.
注意你的思想。
Set your mind on the things that please the Lord.
把你的思想放在。
The Bible says, "Do not worry, but pray."
圣经上说不要担心，要祷告。
And you say, "Thank you, Holy Spirit."
你说谢谢主。
And you mind your mind.
然后你就注意了你的思想。
You see, God's Spirit is coming to help you live pleasing to God.
所以圣灵来帮助你是要过讨神喜悦。
And where He starts is to change the way you think.
当他开始的时候，他先要转变你的思想。
But He doesn't stop there.
但是他不是仅仅停留在这个地方。
He goes from your thinking to your living.
他从你的思想到你的生活。
Look with me at verses 12 and 13 and 14, please.
我们看一下十二节到十五节。
It says, "Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit, here it is, by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God."
十二节说，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
So the Spirit of God not only works in your thinking, He goes after your actions.
所以圣灵不仅仅是在你的思想上动工，他也要帮助你改变你的行为。
And He helps you kill sinful behavior.
他帮助你除掉这些罪恶的行为。
Did you see verse 13?
看到。
It says, "If by the Spirit you put to death, you kill the misdeeds of the body, you will live."
如果靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，你就必要活着。
The idea is that the Holy Spirit helps you put to death those actions and attitudes that are not pleasing to God.
圣灵可以帮助你除掉那些不讨神喜悦的行为。
Maybe you've been in a post office and you've seen a picture of someone and it says "wanted." And it means wanted by the police.
也许你去邮局会看到有一个告示说这个被通缉的通缉令。
The Holy Spirit puts up a poster in your heart, and it says, These actions, these sinful actions that you are doing are wanted by the Lord.
圣灵也会在你的心里贴上一个告示说这些罪恶的这些不好的行为都是神所要的通缉的。
And the Holy Spirit comes and convicts you and says, the words you are saying with your tongue, those were not good and godly words.
圣灵来回来告诉你说你说的那些话那些很伤人的话那个不是神的心意。
Some of the places you're going with your feet, those are not pleasing to God.
有时候你自己要去的那些地方那可能也不是讨神喜悦的地方。
And the Holy Spirit leads you to hand those over to the Lord and say, Lord, please, I don't want these. Put these to death.
圣灵就引导你把这些都交给神说 主啊求你把它除去吧。
In fact, when verse 14 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, it means those who are led by the Spirit of God to put to death the misdeeds of the body.
所以十四节说因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子神的儿子他们就愿意把他们自己的这些不好的行为都交给神来对付来处理。
So what I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, is this. God's Spirit is helping you live pleasing to God by changing your thinking and killing sinful actions.
所以弟兄姐妹我想告诉你圣灵帮助你首先是要转变你的思想同时他也帮助你除去你身体的恶行。
Now this should help you understand how the Bible views the Christian life.
这希望可以帮助你让我们了解圣经是怎么样看待一个基督徒的生活。
Some people think that the Christian life is all easy victories and small struggles.
有些人觉得好像基督徒的生活应该是比较容易的哈，经常常常得胜，很少有挣扎。
But that's not how the Bible pictures the Christian life.
但是圣经不是这样说的。
The Bible pictures the Christian life as a fight against the sinful nature.
圣经里面所说基督徒的生活是一直要跟这个罪来征战的。
But it's a fight that the Holy Spirit comes to help you win.
但是在征战当中呢，有圣灵来帮助你来得胜。
There was a pastor who lived many years ago in England who said this, the child of God is known by two things, his inward peace and his inward battle.
在很多年前英国有一个很著名的牧师他说过一句很著名的话他说一个基督徒的特征是什么呢有两点一个是他内心的平安还有一个就是他内在的征战
Some of you today may be thinking I'm not a good Christian because I always have to fight against bad thoughts or bad actions
有一些人在我们今天当中可能会说我可能不是个好基督徒因为我总是在征战我的内心有很多的挣扎
And I would say to you No, that's what every Christian has to do
我要告诉你，每一个基督徒都是这样的。
But the difference is, are you fighting by yourself, or are you asking for the help of the Holy Spirit?
但是不同的是，你是自己在打这场仗呢，还是你依靠圣灵在打这个仗
？By yourself, you will not win.
如果靠你自己的话，你没有办法得胜。
But with the Holy Spirit, you will change.
但是如果有圣灵的帮助，你可以。
For the Holy Spirit helps us live pleasing to God.
因为圣灵帮助我们活着讨神喜悦。
That's the first way he helps us.
这是他第一个来帮助我们的一种方
式。But I said there were three ways we're going to see today.
但是我今天说有三个方式圣灵来帮
助我们。So let me show you the second.
第二个是什么？
In verses 15 and 16, we find the second way.
在十五节和十六节里面，我们看到。
And I would put it this way: the Holy Spirit helps us come close to the Father.
圣灵帮助我们来亲近神。
The Holy Spirit moves you to come closer to God the Father.
圣灵感动我们，让我们离神更近。
Listen to verse 15 and you'll see it. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
看十五节怎么说？你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Bible is saying when you trusted in Jesus, he gave you his spirit, and his spirit leads you to come close to God.
所以我们看圣经上说当你信靠耶稣的时候他给你他的圣灵他的圣灵就带领你靠近神更亲近神。
In fact, did you see it says the Spirit leads you to cry, Abba, Father.
圣灵带着你呼叫阿爸父。
Abba is a word for in the family that the little children use.
阿爸是在家庭里面一个小小孩用的语言。
It's like the word daddy or papa.
就像我们叫 daddy 和 papa.
What's the Mandarin word that you would use?
Baba.
Baba?
Baba.
Yeah, it's something that little children... And he is saying, Paul is saying that God's Spirit leads you to come to the Almighty God as if he is your Baba, your Abba. your papa, your father.
保罗的意思是圣灵带领着你到全能的神面前来，你会叫他说爸爸，是我的，这是我的爸爸。
That's an amazing thing, isn't it?
这是不是很奇妙的一件事？
That you could come close to God as your Abba Father?
你可以到神的面前来，他就是你的爸爸。
You say, how does the Holy Spirit do that?
你说圣灵是怎么样做到的？
Verse 16 tells you.
16节是说。
Verse 16 says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
十六节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit works in your human spirit to let you know that you belong to God.
圣灵在我们的心里面工作，让我们知道我们真的是神的孩子。
The Holy Spirit communicates inside to your human spirit so that you move closer to the Father.
圣灵其实在我们的心里面跟我们交通，让我们知道我们是神的孩子，我们愿意亲近神。
Maybe I could illustrate it this way.
也许我可以给你们这样啊。
If I came over to the piano,
如果我来到这个钢琴前面，
and if I walked over to the pedals,
我走到这个钢琴这里来，
and if I held down the sustain pedal,
踩下踏板，
and then I sang a note into the piano, if I sang, bam,
然后我唱一首。听到了没有？
If you were close, you would hear that the piano is making that same note that I just sang.
如果你靠得很近，就能听见这个琴弦在做我刚才跟我的。
Maybe you could put the mic in there. We'll try it again. Bum. Can you hear that? Musicians call that sympathetic resonance.
音乐家把这个叫做共鸣谐振，谐振共鸣。
And what's happening is that the frequency in my voice is matching the frequency of that string.
因为我们当时唱的这个，我唱歌的频率跟他这个琴弦的频率就
And the frequency of my voice makes that string resonate or sound.
我的声音的旋律呢，就让他的那个琴弦也开始一样震动。
I think in a similar way, God's Holy Spirit sings to the frequency of our new spirit in Christ.
同样的这种方式，圣灵呢也用他这个频率来对我们的心讲话。
He sings to you, you belong.
他跟你唱说，你属于我。
And your human spirit sings, I belong.
然后你的心也在唱说，我属于你。
And the spirit sings, come close.
然后圣灵说，
And your human spirit
sings, 靠近一些。
I come close.
然后你的心里也在唱，我来了。
Now the amazing thing is this is happeningright in the middle of the fight you have with sin.
非常奇妙的是，这一切都在你正在跟罪在做斗争的时候发生的。
Do you remember the opening verses are all about the fight and having right thinking and right actions?
你还记得我们刚开始都讲到，一开始我们就是在征战当中，我们跟我们的罪性做斗争。
And in the middle of that, the Spirit of God is singing to you, you can come close.
就在这一切的当中，圣灵就对你歌唱说，请你来靠近我。
Let me ask you, when you are fighting with sin in your life, do you feel like you can come close to God?
我想问一下，当你在罪里面打滚的时候，你有没有这种觉得我想要靠近
神？ Probably not.
可能不会，是吗？
You think I have to stay away until I get everything fixed and everything right, and then I can come close to God.
你可能想，哎呀，我得把我的这些事情都搞清楚了啊，然后我再来靠近神。
But the Bible is saying that in the middle of the struggle,As you are fighting against sin with the Spirit's help, the Spirit is saying, come close, Abba Father.
可是圣经却说，当你真的在最终挣扎的时候，你在打滚的时候，圣灵还在对你说，靠近我，靠近神。
And the Spirit of God gives you strength and help not only to fight sin, but also to come close to the Father.
所以圣灵不仅仅给你力量来征战，他也给你力量来说，你要靠近神。
And that's a wonderful thing.
这个非常奇妙。
There are times when the inward witness of the Spirit is so sweet and so strong that you know that God's love is on you because, not because you are perfect, but because you have trusted in Christ.
有的时候圣灵在你心里的见证是那么的甜蜜，啊，那么的美好，你就知道我真的是神的儿子，即使我有很多还不完美，即使我还有很多的地方需要改进。
So God's Spirit helps us live pleasing to God. That's first.
所以神的灵帮助我们讨神喜悦。
God's Spirit helps us come close to the Father, that's second.
圣灵帮助我们能够亲近神。
And now the third one.
那第三点。
It comes in verses 26 and verse 27.
是在26和27节。
And it would be phrased this way. God's Spirit helps you pray beyond your limitations.
圣灵帮助我们超过我们的圣灵帮助我们祷告来超越我们的限制。
God's Spirit helps you pray past your limitations, past your own abilities.
圣灵帮助你在祷告的时候能够胜过你自己的限制。
Look at verse 26 and you'll see it.
我们看26节。
In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
26节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
I love how honest the Apostle Paul is in verse 26.
我很喜欢保罗是非常诚实的。
He says the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we don't know how to pray like we should pray.
他说圣灵在我们的软弱当中帮助我们，因为我们不晓得怎么样祷告。
I've been praying to the Lord for over 50 years.
我已经在神面前祷告了50年。
And sometimes I still say, Lord, I don't know what to say today.
有的时候我还是不知道说我今天该怎么祷告。
Sometimes we face situations in life that are so complicated and so convoluted that we say, I don't even know, Lord, what I should pray about in this situation.
有一些时候我们在生活的处境当中真的是非常的非常的复杂，非常的困惑的时候，我们真的不知道我们怎么样在神面前祷告。
The needs are so big.
有这么多的需要。
The opportunities are so great.
有那么大的机会。
But my faith seems so small.
可是我的信心就只有那么一点点。
And it's here that the Holy Spirit comes to help us pray beyond our limitations.
这个时候圣灵就来帮助我们，让我们祷告能够胜过我们个人的这个限制。
It says in verse 26, For the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
26节就说圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息来为我们祷告。
Maybe I could illustrate it this way, and I'm going to get Annie to help me in just a minute.
我现在想请 Annie 来帮个忙，我可以给你们演示一下。
When I was in university, I went to a Christian college in Los Angeles, and one night I went to a concert where a man was playing his guitar and singing songs.
在我加州的时候，一次去一个音乐会，看到有一个人在用吉他在弹一首歌。
And he was a very good guitar player and a very good Christian singer.
他是一个很好的吉他演奏手，也是一个很好的基督徒的乐手。
But at one point, he put down his guitar and he walked over to a piano.
但是当他把吉他放下来，他去弹琴的时候。
And he sang a song that was called, I Can't Play Piano.
他唱了一首歌叫《我不会弹琴》。
And the, I can't play piano either, so,
我也不会弹琴。
So I will sing you a,Jan, you'll just, I guess I'll just have to sing it. You have to wait, because I don't know how to translate this. So, the song went like this. It goes,
这个歌是这样的。
I've been told that I can't play piano.
有人告诉我不会弹琴。
And it's true, I don't play very well.
我弹得不好。
But if I wait,
但如果我等一等。
Until it's perfect,
等到都已经很完美了。
Maybe I would never play at all.
可能我就永远都不会弹。
So I'll play.
所以我还是要弹。
Play anyway.
不管怎么样，都要弹。
I'll lift my voice to heaven.
我向着天唱我的声音。
Play anyway.
不管怎样都要弹。
I'll lift my voice to heaven. And then, as he was playing, another person slipped to another piano that was up on the stage.
就在他弹的时候，有另外一个人走上了台上的另外一个钢琴。
That person knew how to play piano.
这个人知道怎么弹琴。
And so, as he played his little part, behind him, you could hear the other piano start to go.
另外一个钢琴手也开始弹琴。
And suddenly it wasn't just his little efforts.
现在听起来就不一样了。
The music was now beautiful.
现在的音乐非常的优美。
And he was playing beyond his limitations.
因为他在超越自己的限制来弹琴。
Keep going, Andy, if you would. And sometimes I feel that way.
有的时候我觉得就是这样。
About my prayers.
我的祷告是这样。
I feel like I'm the little kid.
我觉得我像一个小孩。
Plunking out my little feeble prayers to God.
把我的蹩脚的祷告说出来。
And they seem so limited and so small.
它听起来是真的是很渺小。
But the Bible says the Holy Spirit comes.
但是圣经说圣灵这个时候就来。
And he intercedes for us in groans that words cannot express.
他用说不出的叹息来为我们祷告。
So he takes our little prayers.
所以我们把我们小小的祷告。
And he adds his voice.
他把他的声音加在上。
So that the music that goes to the Father.
所以这个传到神父神那里的音乐。
Is beautiful.
变得非常的优美。
Pleasing to God.
讨神的喜悦。
Suddenly my little prayers are not so little.
我们的那个小小的祷告就不那么小。
Because the Holy Spirit has helped me.
因为圣灵帮助了我们。
You see, God's Spirit helps us in some very amazing ways.
圣灵用很奇妙的方式来帮助我们。
He helps us live pleasing to God.
他帮助我们活着讨神喜悦。
He helps us come close to the Father.
他帮助我们来亲近神。
And he helps us pray beyond our limits.
他帮助我们祷告来超越我们的限制。
Thank you, Annie.
谢谢 Annie.
You know, as we close today,
我们今天结束的时候，
I suspect that every one of us needs the help of the Holy Spirit.
我相信我们当中的每一个人，我们都需要圣灵的帮助。
Probably every one of us needs help in all three areas.
也许我们需要圣灵这三个，我们今天谈到三个方面所有的帮助。
We need His help to live pleasing to God, to deal with our wrong thinking and our wrong actions.
我们需要他过讨神喜悦的生活，能够对付我们心中的罪。
We need His help to come closer to the Abba Father.
我们需要他的帮助，我们来亲近天父。
And we need His help to pray beyond our limits.
我们也需要圣灵的帮助来祷告，超越我们的限制。
And in a moment, I'm going to invite all of us to bow our heads and hearts and ask the Lord for help in at least one of those areas. I know you need all three, but which one would you say today, Lord, I need that one the most?
今天我一会儿就邀请大家，你们都要低下头来一起祷告。你在这三个当中挑选一个你觉得最需要的，我知道你三个都需要，但是你今天就挑一个你觉得我最最需要圣灵帮助的领域。
So I want you to bow your head and your heart with me, please.
请你来啊。
And I want to give us just a moment. Annie, would you play a little, please? Would you just take the moments and ask the Lord for His Holy Spirit's help, either to help you live pleasing to Him, dealing with sinful thoughts and sinful behaviors, or asking Him to help you come closer to the Father, or asking Him to help you pray beyond your limitations.
请你花一点时间谦卑在神的面前，去想怎么样可以让圣灵帮助你能够对付你的罪，怎么样可以让圣灵帮助你来亲近天父，或者是怎么样圣灵帮助你祷告来超越自己的限制，不管是什么，请你安静在神的面前来祷告。
Let's pray privately as or you can even pray out loud. Pray your heart out to the Lord.
可以默祷。
Asking for His help right now.
或者是大声的祷告，都可以。
But you know, the Bible says that we don't walk the Christian life all by ourselves.
圣经上说，我们过一个基督徒生活不是全靠自己。
God has put us in a body, in a community of faith.
我们需要在一个属灵的团体当中。
And we are to help each other.
我们要互相帮助。
We are to pray for each other.
我们要彼此祷告。
So now would you just lean towards someone next to you and would you pray for them that the Holy Spirit would help them?
现在你可以找到你身边的一个人吗？你为他祷告，求圣灵来帮助他。
Let's just gather in small groups and pray for each other right now.
希望你们能够在一个小的群体当中来彼此祷告。
Heavenly Father, you hear all of our prayers.
天父，你听了我们的祷告。
I thank you that the Holy Spirit is taking them and making them beautiful music to you.
谢谢你，因为神知道圣灵要带着他，让他们在你的耳前变得非常的优美。
And I pray that you would answer those prayers in keeping with your own gracious will.
我祈求你按着你自己的心意来成就这些祷告。
So that we can live lives that are more pleasing to you.
所以我们能够过更讨你喜悦的生活。
So we can move closer to you as our Father.
所以我们能更亲近你。
And so that our prayers can be translated into something beautiful before you.
让我们的祷告真的能超越限制，在你的面前成为馨香的祭。
And I ask all of this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.You know, as Pastor Kevin comes, I have one last thing to say to you. There was a verse that I didn't read to you in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. And I want to close with this one. Romans chapter 8 verse 9, it says, You, however, are not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
今天结束之前，我要用第八章第九节来结束。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
You see, before you can have the Holy Spirit help you, the Holy Spirit has to live inside you.
如果你需要圣灵的帮助，首先圣灵要住在你的心里面。
And the Holy Spirit will only live inside you if you belong to Christ.
圣灵只会住在你的心里面，当你信耶稣的时候，他才会来。
So the very first step along the journey towards God is to surrender your life to Christ.
所以走向神的第一步就是，首先我们要顺服，降服在耶稣的面前。
It's to trust what He did when He died on the cross for our sins.
是要相信他为我们而死，为我们付了赎价。
It's to invite Him to forgive all of your sins and to give you new life.
是邀请他来宽恕我们所有的罪，给我们一个新的生命。
And it's to surrender your life to Jesus.
是要把你的生活完全的降服在神的手里面。
And when you give Him your life,
当你把你的生命交给他的时候，
He gives you His Spirit.
他把他的灵给你。
And His Spirit lives inside of you forever.
他的圣灵在你里面永远跟你在一起。
And then His Spirit can help you.
然后他的圣灵就可以帮助你。
So if you're here today and you've never yet surrendered your heart to Jesus, that's what you must do first.
所以今天如果你在这里，你还真的没有顺服耶稣，还没有信耶稣的话，你必须要开始。
And He will give you the gift of new life and of His Holy Spirit.
他会给你一个新的生命，也会让圣灵来持续的帮助你。
So if you need to do that, I want to pray a very simple prayer that you can pray right where you are to invite Jesus to come into your heart and send His Spirit into your heart to forgive you.
如果你是这样的情况的话，我邀请你，我们来做一个简短的祷告，让你邀请耶稣到你的心里来。
So please bow your head one more time, and if you need to surrender your heart to Christ today, you can pray something like this.
所以，请你低下头来。如果你今天需要学习顺服耶稣的话，请你低头来，我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father, thank you for sending the Lord Jesus.
天父，谢谢你送了耶稣基督来。
Thank you that He lived a perfect life.
谢谢你，他过了一个完美的生活。
Thank you that He died a sacrificial death.
谢谢你，他为我们牺牲在十字架上。
Thank you that He died for my sins.
谢谢你，他为我的罪而死。
Thank you that He was raised again from the dead.
谢谢你，他从死里复活。
Thank you that He lives now with you forever.
谢谢你，他现在跟你生活在一起。
And Lord, I give my life to Jesus.
主啊，我愿意把我的生命交给耶稣。
And I ask that You would give me forgiveness for my sin.
我祈求你来宽恕我所有的罪。
And please send the Holy Spirit to live in my life.
也请你让圣灵就在这个时候进入到我的心中。
So I can live pleasing to You.
我就可以过讨神喜悦的。
So I can come closer to You.
所以我可以来亲近你。
And so that I can pray beyond my own limits.
我可以祷告超越我的限制。
And I ask all of this.
我这样的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.